This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Portland's favorite morning roast.
Who was the second hottest golden girl? Oh, you want to rank the hot golden girls?
It's time for your Sunrise Guys.
If Blanche is number one,
was she the first TV cougar?
Ooh.
Andy Dirk Johnson. Brandon Sprague.
You're going to say Estelle. You're going to surprise me, and I'm not going to judge you. Estelle seems like she was probably wild.
Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 The Fan.
You're a pal and a confidant.
Oh, my God.
You know the song?
Oh, I know the song. It's just you. Your buttery
invited
vocals.
Everyone you knew. This is a great song.
Are you on that ZipRecruiter commercial? Is that you?
Oh, meet your match. ZipRecruiter.
My God.
Try it free. That gets stuck in my head for no reason. I'll be lifting weights, thinking about me.
That's your pump up song.
Yeah.
To get you to finish a set.
Ozempic. All the little commercials that play here.
Well,
you hear them so much that they get stuck in your head.
My Capri pants just got tighter, that's for sure.
Hey, that's what we do over here.
Maybe we need to have another croon off because I believe Jordan Schultz won the croon off between him and Patrick Harris. Maybe we do a croon off for Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz.
I'm pretty good at karaoke.
Okay, well, I mean, I guess karaoke is technically singing, so I mean, I would not say I'm good at karaoke though to say I'm a good singer. Like,
well,
it'd be like, no, I used to sing in choir and I used to be in a quartet or something like that.
I was
that.
All those things, yeah.
Barbershop quartet.
Yeah, I was in an octet.
Bow, 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 bow.
I was in an octet, so there was eight of us. Yeah, so all that stuff.
That is Rashad Taylor with those smooth, buttery vocals.
Yeah.
Joe Fisher here, hour number four, Dirt and Sprague. We will be with you here tomorrow. Do want to let you know, though, that if you like boats, you can enter to win a four-pack of tickets to the 66th Annual Portland Boat Show, Thursday, January 7th through Sunday, the 11th. Rashad, apparently a fan of boats, apparently just goes down to the marina and just stares at
it's
boats.
Chill. Yeah.
Hey, that's a nice boat!
No, seriously, I go and watch the dragon boat races and stuff. You've never done that?
I can't say that I have. I mean, I've seen the dragon boats when we used to be on the water, South Waterfront, you know, see them going by.
So, quick thing. I went to the old spaghetti factory the other day next to our old station, which is now the Tesla factory.
Yes. Yeah, they completely gutted the entire building.
It was so sad to see.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's a better sight than it was after we left. It was.
I mean, it looks better. I don't know. There was something cozy about that little... hood studio that you could see the water on.
Completely gutted it. Yeah.
It's not the same place anymore.
It's a shell of itself. Literally a shell of itself. It's all gone in the middle. I mean.
Yeah.
But if you want to check out the best prices, top brands, and compare hundreds of boats to buy, all under one roof at the Portland Expo Center, enter now at 1051 The Fan or grab 2-for-1 discount coupons at pdxboatshow.com. It is time, though, for my continued list of top sports moments of 2025 decided by me, Joe Fisher. There's some regionality to this, you know, being in the Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
And that's where I go to with number 10. Today is 10 through 6. And at number 10, Cal Raleigh's season and the Mariners go into the ALCS.
So those are all one thing?
It's just one thing. Yeah. I mean, okay. That's a combined story okay. throughout the that's season. Fair. But the big dumper having the year that he had, hitting 60 home runs?
60.
Getting
60.
Robbed of the MVP?
I wouldn't say yeah. that. No.
Robbed.
No, he wasn't. I mean, he hit more home runs than Aaron Judge. Good job. He did not bat 330 or whatever Aaron Judge hit.
He also played catcher and played, I think, not 75% of his games and did not have one passed ball in the regular season.
Not that hard to do.
Fair enough.
I played catcher. You can do that. It's easy. Actually, not easy at all. Playing catcher was
catcher
really
sucks,
hard. Throwing down to second was my kryptonite.
Catcher sucks, bro.
I have like a three hopper or that thing was sailing into center field.
He also carried that team offensively and kept them within shouting distance in May and June when nobody could hit on that roster.
That's true. Sounds yeah. like a very good player award.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Very good.
Most outstanding player. Let's give him one of those.
But yes, Cal Raleigh's season in the Mariners reaching the ALCS at his combined effort for the number 10 best sports moment / story of 2025, that according to this one, Joe Fisher.
That was a lot of fun, able to get to a couple Mariner games last year during that run. That was a lot. It was a fun season.
It started getting annoying at the end, but, you know, it was still fun.
No, they were so close, man. Like a game away. It's only a few outs away from the World Series. Like they were so close.
We definitely turned into 1080 the Mariner, though, for a while, or 105.1 the Mariner. And it was.
I was all in.
Starting to get. As someone who is a staunch, we are Portland, we are not Seattle supporter. And that if we ever want an MLB team, we need to let go of our Mariners fandom here in this city.
I don't think there's a ton of Mariners fandom.
No.
I just think you.
Were you. I'm not going to say where you listen to the station. You were working on the station, but I mean.
But that was a fast. I mean, we'll jump on anything that's just captivating. Mm. People need to separate when there's a captivating story in sports that's just fascinating to watch, whether you're rooting for it or not, versus being a bandwagon fan.
Yeah, for sure.
Two different things.
Yeah, it's important to make sure you acknowledge, especially
and
when it's a
understanding
local.
Understanding the history of flat-out ineptitude of that organization, and they might actually overcome all of it. Think about if we ever see the Cleveland Browns again, you know, get close to going to a Super Bowl, or that's why the Lions a couple years ago, when it looked like they
story.
Had a chance to actually get to the Super Bowl,
yeah, sure.
It wasn't a matter of people were becoming Lions fans.
It's kind of one of those America's team
at the
moment thing.
You appreciate the story. Yeah.
You
can recognize that, you know, whatever team, you know, there's been some team in the past or some school, you know, Oregon State fans know this. I mean, if you were Oregon State fans in the 70s and 80s and just how god-awful that football operation was, it was pathetic. And so you appreciate overcoming all of that and finding a guy in Dan Campbell that everybody thought was going to be a joke based on his introductory press conference. And lo and behold, he knew what he was doing and created a culture that the Lions haven't seen in 50 years. So there's a difference between appreciating and being fascinated by a great sports story as opposed to being a flat-out bandwagon hopping on like I've been with this all along.
And the last time the Mariners
Or
really
like Patrick
had,
Harris did when he jumped from the Cleveland Indians to the Seattle Mariners.
No, that's a little different.
Yeah, that is a different. But
who would change their team?
When you get a Cal Raleigh, you know, when you get somebody that's having this, man, amazing type season, yeah. And it's only happening just up the street from you, like, it's hard as somebody from Portland to not pay attention and not be like, oh, okay, well, that's kind of cool. And the Mariners were actually good. It's like, yeah, that's double trouble right there. So, yeah,
all
I
right.
get it.
Again, too much Mariners talk. I shouldn't even put this on the list. Number 9. Eagles dominating the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. It wasn't so much the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, it was how they did it. I think that was just a jarring experience for football fans, and some people absolutely loved it, obviously, because they wanted the Chiefs to lose. I did not want the Chiefs to lose because I absolutely hate the Philadelphia Eagles and everything associated with them, including that fan base, the players, everything. But watching that game was like, oh my God, they are absolutely putting Bell to ass right now, and this is not even close.
And that might be officially where the wheels start to fall off for this Chiefs team.
That
Super Bowl game, they looked awful. And then after that, it was just weeks of them looking just as awful as they looked in the Super Bowl. And then they lose their quarterback. Like, so that was really that most telling moment of that season. And really probably for this franchise, that was the turning point, I think.
I also noticed 10 through 6 here. It's a lot of game moments and game stories that has to do with the game itself, because number 8, and reluctant to put this, but I had to put it.
John Cena.
No, not John Cena.
Okay.
No. It's not on the list, Rashad.
We're talking about sports.
I think we're wrong. I think you're both wrong.
Number 8, and it technically happened in 2025, and it was a terrible, crappy way to start 2025, but it was Ohio State dominating Oregon in the Rose Bowl and on their way to the first 12-team tournament national championship. Again, hey, it's my journalistic integrity I'm trying to preserve. I don't want to put the Eagles winning the Super Bowl on here. I don't want to put the Ducks getting dominated in the Rose Bowl on here. But it happened, and you want to talk about that Super Bowl being jarring? That Rose Bowl experience was jarring for me as an Oregon alum and for all Oregon fans out there. And then Ohio State just running the table to win in the championship.
Don't even remember who Ohio State played last year in the national championship.
Stop.
I don't.
Who did it? Notre Dame.
Oh, the only thing I remember is Oregon getting smacked in that game. That's the only thing of the whole playoff that I remember last year. Didn't even remember who they played Notre Dame last year.
Again, it was tough to put on here. It's tough to even just type out and put on my list.
Honestly, I stopped caring. After Oregon lost that game, I was like, oh, okay. Game's on.
How about this for the sake of time? Staying on the clock? Let's take a break and get to 7 and 6. Oh, we have mail sack next, though. What do we do here?
We can save them for 9:45.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. If you have mail sack questions, text them in now. Get it on the YouTube chat, whatever you do. We'll wrap up the top sports moments at 9:45 or 9:30, rather. But mail sack is next here on Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Durden Sprague. But is Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor. Definitely not Friday. I guess it's like a Thursday, technically.
Yeah, of sorts, on a Tuesday. Which
I mean,
weird.
Obviously we ain't working on New Year's Day. I ain't working the day after New Year's, which is technically a company holiday. This is new Odyssey policy. Well, if a holiday falls on a Thursday, we will get the Friday off as well. So 4th of July falls on a Thursday.
We'll be here bright and early, 6 a.m., Dirt Sprague. Both the boys are back. Yeah. Scheduled to be back. It's a special day.
And I will say the fan holiday schedule, much different than the corporate
actual sales holiday schedule.
Yeah.
Now, we'll be the only ones in the building, probably.
I'll come hang out if
you want. There's a good chance, because I think Terry Boyd is out right now, too. I think he took
the 2 weeks
living
off.
Living his best classic rock life.
There you go.
Whatever that entails.
I'll come hang out if you guys want. Like, I mean, I'm
I think the boys will both be back
just
in.
Just be on the casting couch.
Just chill on the couch or out there on the thing. Like,
terrible
it's all good.
Take.
Yeah, I
dumb.
Like that one.
Wrong!
Just look into
we'll
the
mirror. Yeah, we'll have all the quarterfinals to respond to. We'll have final weekend of the NFL to get into. There'll be a lot going on that Friday.
All right, let's get into mail sack. We got some questions here. I will go first on this. It's a quick one. Mailsack, your go-to energy drink. Swag does not consume energy drinks. He is a coffee guy, so I will take...
That's black coffee.
What kind of brew? Are you a Colombian, West African?
No, I like to sample all the beans.
All the beans.
So usually we get Long Bottom Coffee is out a local roaster out there in Hillsboro that we will go down and get beans from directly.
But you are not... I don't know. Bangladeshi beans or whatever.
Right now we've got an organic Mexican that we are enjoying at home.
Ideos. How about that?
Mail sack.
Rashad's face. Awesome. Very, very confused right now.
I was like, what's happened? Who said that?
You don't drink any caffeine. You always come in rocking a water bottle.
No, yeah. not a Diet Coke, Pepsi.
Not really. I don't really like energy drinks. They're gross to me. So I think Red Bull and all this stuff tastes like lasers. Whatever, what I can imagine
smells
a laser.
Like, it tastes like what?
A laser. Whatever a laser tastes like, that's what Red Bull and energy drinks kind of taste like to me. So yeah, I'll take water all day. Like that's my energy right there.
I am drinking today a Ghost energy drink, and you're going to love this flavor. Sour green apple Warheads.
I guarantee your pee looks like Shrek.
No, this one doesn't.
I can almost guarantee it.
This one doesn't do that. Rockstars will do that. Amp, Mountain Dew energy drink. One of my goals for the new year is to cut down on sugary drinks. This has no sugar. This is straight like coffee bean caffeine extract or something like that.
All right.
It says...
monk fruit.
It says natural caffeine in this one. And also a lot of words on here natural caffeine from coffee beans right there. Yeah. No sugar. Zero grams of sugar, baby.
Yeah, they're probably using monk fruit or something like that as the sugar.
Yeah, something that's probably going to shave off a couple days off my life anyways. Still,
No, not the monk fruit.
The monk fruit is good for you.
Oh, monk fruit?
That's a natural.
It's just the natural sugar.
Yeah, it's not aspartame or sucralose or anything
like that.
Hey, man, listen, when you have to become a diabetic and you have to start doing stuff like that, which sucks.
Start to learn things.
Yeah, you figure out ways around stuff.
Another mail sack question. Which meal provides the best leftover possibilities? Prime rib, turkey, ham, or pulled pork? That's a great question. I'm gonna defer the kickoff choice to Jason Swigart because I feel like he's gonna have the best choice out of all of this.
If the pulled pork is simply by itself, you haven't doused it in sauce or anything at that point.
More versatile.
It's accepting of more different types of flavor profiles. But good prime rib, man, you can do a lot with that.
Yeah, I had some leftover prime rib, and I think I overthought it. I outthunked the room and tried to do too much with it. I tried to do like a almost like a Kalbi soy sauce thing with the prime rib, and it didn't go as well as I would have hoped. And I was
prime
upset.
Rib though.
Did you ruin it?
See, the thing with prime rib is it doesn't need much.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah,
that's kind of by itself. So for breakfast, it's great because you can put in a little hash.
Mm.
Go that route.
Yeah,
you can get it thin and make
steak
sandwiches,
and
that sort of thing. But pulled pork, you can run the gambit.
I'm gonna and I would say that I put ham maybe as a number two, if not number one. Like leftover ham sandwiches, dice it up and put it in an omelet, something like that, or just you know heat it up and have it on the side with your breakfast. I think I'm going ham.
I think ham is a good answer just because you can do breakfast, lunch, dinner stuff with ham. Dice it up, put it in maybe some fried rice or something like that, you know, ham and cheese, whatever you kind of want to do there.
Yeah, but you can do pulled pork. You can do huevos rancheros or breakfast
nachos
burritos.
Or, you know, anything like that with the pulled pork.
But also soup, if you wanted to just, you know, little warm... You know, broth sort of stuff with maybe some noodles, that sort of thing.
I think I'm going pulled pork.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think pulled pork is the one.
I'm going to get to this one because I feel like this was texted in last week as well. What is the profession you most judge their competency based simply on physical appearance? So, I think I have mine. Gym teacher. If I when I was in middle school, I had a gym teacher that weighed at least 350, and it wasn't like a healthy 350. And you're telling me you want to see how fast I run a mile? How dare you?
Yeah, but was that person like a former offensive lineman and their knees?
He better have been. He was short too. So if anything, he was playing guard, and I think he was maybe just getting JV2 reps at best. But I felt it was definitely one of those that was like. Known but not said. It was just like, dude, why is he telling me to do all this stuff? Like, I would love to see you attempt any of this, bud. And do not get on my case and do not give me a bad grade if you see me not partake in any of this. I don't want to hear from you, of all people.
Yeah, I'm going to say trainer. Go to the gym. I know a
now,
lot of people.
Trainer, yes.
I know a lot of people is like, oh, I'm a personal trainer. I'm like, word? You are? Like, do you train offensive linemen or do you train like, no, I train normal.
Train people on what not to do with your body?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, I have a hard time. Or that or, like, life coach. You know, just somebody that's giving you information about
what
you
need to do. Where's your office? My mom's basement.
Yeah, somebody that's, you know, about what you need to do with your life, how you need to improve your state of living, and you are 300 pounds.
So like, this is based on physical appearance.
Just physical appearance.
Yeah, and this person said, when I had my vasectomy recently... The urologist that walked in to do it was short, frumpy, balding, and looked a bit like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. He ended up doing a fine job, but I'm not going to lie, I was immediately skeptical to have him handling my business. Quite honestly, the way you described him, that just sounds like a dude who is dedicated to the craft and is just kind of nerdy, went to medical school.
That's exactly who I want to do my vasectomy.
Old, short, frumpy, balding, it's just like...
I
think this guy is a veteran. He is a veteran urologist.
I don't want Timothy Chalamet coming in to do my vasectomy, man. Something about you tells me that you're
not a seasoned vet.
Doing. Yeah. You didn't get the best grades in this. You're too good looking to be able to do this. Yes. Give me somebody that did all these things because they wanted to get chicks in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. I think that's exactly what I want doing my vasectomy. He's handled a lot of junk in his days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So normal Tuesday for that guy.
This has to do with some news that dropped today. Chip Kelly going to be the offensive coordinator over at Northwestern.
I heard. Yeah. It's a weird job to take, but yeah, that's what's up.
Always also just a very like weird last few interesting years from him going from the OC at Ohio State and winning national championship to being the highest paid coordinator in the NFL, getting fired halfway through the season, and now you'll be the OC at Northwestern.
Do you remember when he was the most sought after coach in all of football
a
point? You know,
I remember.
And he was actually had a 1 year when he was really, really good in the NFL. And then since that time.
What, 2 10-win seasons of Philly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just, they wouldn't buy in. The players wouldn't totally buy in to how he, you know, Chip, I think, was trying to reinvent and it didn't work.
That Chip Kelly.
Shane McCoy hates him.
Well, in that Chip Kelly tenure, I hate the Eagles, as it has been stated many times. him flaming out in Philadelphia made me so happy. And what made me even happier is when DeMarco Murray went from Dallas to Philadelphia and did not replicate his success.
Oh, he was terrible.
At all in Philadelphia. That made me ear to ear S eating grin when that happened, because I was already pissed about DeMarco Murray leaving, but the fact that none of that worked out for them, it was fantastic. One of my favorite moments as a Cowboys fan, watching that. I think I am at this point in my life more of a hater on the Eagles than I am a Cowboys fan. I think
that means it's time to get off the boat, bro.
I think that's where I'm at. But the question was, lesser of two evils as a coach on your college team staff, Brian Kelly or Chip Kelly? Oh, I'm taking Chip.
Oh, taking Chip Kelly
all day.
As long as you've got enough other people there to handle the recruiting.
And isn't murdering people?
I think Chip's, if you just sit and talk football with Chip.
Yeah, ball knower.
It's great. And he's actually kind of entertaining, and he's got a dry sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Just all of the, you know, the lifetime of coaching is soured him a bit on the media process, but if he just has the ability to go up and scheme offense and you just want to talk ball with him, no, you'll have a great conversation.
Yeah, I don't want Brian Kelly anywhere near my program. Not at all.
Chip is just Chip.
Yeah.
It's everybody else expecting him to be something more than he is.
Chip, no!
Yeah.
Chip Kelly, you to Spider Monkey,
one of the great offensive minds that we've had in college football over the last
generation.
30 years.
It's true.
But as a head guy, which is probably why he hasn't had a whole lot of head coaching jobs.
Yeah, intrigued to see what he does at Northwestern, though. He's back in the Big Ten.
Here we go.
They're going to get in. Are they getting into their new stadium this year?
Oh, that's a good question.
The $860 million Ryan Field.
Yeah, that's wild. I don't know if that's supposed to happen next year.
I see it's supposed to happen in 2026, but I don't know if they're on schedule or not. If they got to play in the modified soccer stadium by the lake again.
Fall 2026.
Yeah, it says fall 2026. Ready for the 2026 college football season. How about that? Yeah, that will be Northwestern. We'll have to keep an eye on them going forward. That's Mail Sack. Thank you all for sending in your questions. Appreciate it as always. We will jump back into the top moments of 2025. I got number 7 and number 6 on my list coming up next. We back. Last half hour here. Dirt and Sprague, Joe Fish, Rashad Taylor filling in. Before I get to my number 6 and number 7. Uh-oh. See what I did there?
No,
any kids that are listening right now?
I don't. Do you know they did that at the Blazer game the other day?
Oh, God.
They got to 67 points, and the PA announcer goes, 6-7.
No.
They were like, no way.
No. And then,
so I was.
No, not Mark.
And then every kid, every 7-year-old.
Mark,
so
no.
The Pilots Ducks women's game a couple weeks ago in Eugene was an 11 a.m. tip, and they brought all the elementary school kids from Eugene to the game. And yes, Ducks player hit a free throw late in the game, too. And yeah, you hear the disgust in my voice in the call.
Oh, my God, Swag. I was so disappointed. No, you're good. I was so disappointed to hear 6-7 and see all these 4-year-olds and 7-year-olds doing this in the crowd. I was like, oh, no, it's...
Your mood's going to probably get worse here, Rashad, because, again, before I get to my final two little notes of top sports moments, stories of 2025, breaking news here on The Fan, Patriots' Stephon Diggs, he faces felony charge of strangulation and a misdemeanor charge of assault from an alleged incident on December 2nd. Motion hearing took place on Tuesday, which is today, at 8 o'clock, so about an hour and a half ago, 11 a.m. Eastern, that a judge is deciding whether to inbound the court documents ahead of Diggs' arraignment, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, Stephon Diggs in some legal trouble right before the season wraps up and that they're about to get into the playoffs. So, keep your eyes peeled on what's going on there in New England with Stephon Diggs. I have no idea if this has to do with his current girlfriend, partner, rapper Cardi B, or if this has to do with another woman or a man, you know, that he was, you know, gotten in an altercation with. I haven't seen those details yet, but Stephon Diggs reports of facing a felony charge of strangulation and a misdemeanor charge of assault. So,
not on my bingo card for the day, but
no.
As a Patriots fan, this hurts. Hopefully, this is all just hearsay and not true. Mm. But if Stephon Diggs indeed did do this, I don't even know what to say. I guess to say he's an idiot is kind of, that goes without saying, right? Like, we shouldn't have to say that because I think we kind of already know that. I think the one question we're all asking, like you mentioned, Joe, is was this Cardi, right? And so, and here's something that should be noted too. I'm not sure if everybody knows this. Do you know he's expecting two other babies from two other women?
Does not surprise me.
So, that yes, tracks Cardi is one of the few women that he's gotten pregnant. So he's expecting other babies with other women. So there might have been something with another one of the baby's moms. There might be something with Cardi. I think we know nothing right now, but something tells me that we're going to find out much more about this over the next, I'm going to say 2 hours. I'm going back
the next few days.
Next few days, but I'm going to say next couple hours, we're going to start getting more and more information about this. Almost kind of like the Mark Sanchez thing. Like at first it was like, dang, Sanchez was stabbed. Within the next 8 hours, we were like, he did what? What happened? So we'll see what happened in the next little bit. I'll give it a day or so.
Patriots statement. They say, and I quote, the New England Patriots are aware of the accusations that have been made regarding Stephon Diggs. Stephon has informed the organization that he categorically denies the allegations. We support Stephon. We will continue to gather information and will cooperate fully with the appropriate authorities and the NFL as necessary out of respect for all parties involved. And given that this is an ongoing legal matter, we will have no further comment at this time.
End quote. Exactly what you're supposed to do.
Boilerplate NFL team statement when something like this happens. So we'll probably get to this at the end of the show, but let's get to these final 2, 7, and 6 top sports moments of 2025. At number 7, I have Tyrese Haliburton and the championship run that never was. His playoff run, his game winners, the game 7 against the Oklahoma City Thunder when they were leading and in control of that game, and then he goes down with the torn Achilles. Again, I went back while making this list. I was like, you know, let's refresh the memory on what he did during the playoffs. Game winner against the Cavs. Game winner against the Knicks. I believe game winner against the Thunder as yep. well. Yep. I mean, he was just...
Comeback wins. Multiple comeback wins. Like,
he was on fire during that playoff run. The infamous choke sign he gave to the Knicks fans, but it turns out it was just a 2-pointer instead of a 3. And then they ended up winning the game anyways. I mean, that was, you want to talk about, you know, what we were saying with the Mariners and a team captivating you in the country as far as a good story goes. The Pacers, man. I mean, and you saw it after they lost that game 7, just the emotion from the team and the players in that loss. It was real. And that was, I think that was one where everybody was pulling for the Pacers to pull that off. And to see Haliburton go down like that was just an absolute, again, what if moment, the championship run that never was, and we couldn't see it, you know, finish out to see if they could pull it off, because they damn near did.
That was the most heartbreaking injury that I've ever seen in any sport. Like, I've seen some pretty bad ones. I'll go back to Willis McGahee getting hurt in the national championship game. I was watching that. Me and my friends were watching that Miami-Ohio State game, and Miami had that in the bag. And then Willis McGahee got hurt, and things changed. To watch Tyrese Haliburton go down and just ride, not even in pain, but just you see the disappointment on his face, and he's screaming, no, 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 because he knew he was cooking at that time, too. He made like 2 3-pointers. He had like 10 points in that small amount of time to start the first quarter and then goes out. That was just a heartbreaking moment. And now the Pacers are in the garbage can right now, and they don't know which way is up. But that part was super, super heartbreaking to see.
Yeah, yeah. The missed free throw against the Cavs, which he then got his own rebound, ran back, and hit the 3-pointer to put them up by 1. He then had the game-tying shot on the Knicks that ended up sending it to overtime. And then he hit the game winner against the Thunder with 0.3 left in
first game one, or
game one. Yeah. Yep, game one of the finals. So unreal run. And yeah, really crappy ending to that playoff run. And then number 6, the Dodgers Blue Jays game 7, just theater that we saw between those two teams. One of the best World Series in general between those two, with the 18 inning game, the Freddie Freeman walk off. I mean, all of it. But that game 7 was just absolutely bonkers near the end, going to extra innings. What was that in the center? Was it Kike Hernandez in center field and Andy Páez that collided with each other? That literally would have won the Blue Jays the World Series if that ball drops and they don't catch that. I mean, it was just...
And the ball that gets wedged under the...
In game 6, I believe that happened, right? Yeah. I mean, it absolutely insane World Series, capped off by an absolutely insane game 7 between the Dodgers and Blue Jays. That is number 6 best sports moment of 2025. So recap 15 through 6 real quick. 15, Philip Rivers coming out of retirement. 14, the Four Nations face-off. 13, Ovechkin sets the NHL goal record. Number 12, Chiefs dynasty over as we know it. Mark Sanchez, number 11, being stabbed, arrested, charged, and fired. And then today, number 10, Cal Raleigh, his season, and the Mariners reaching the ALCS. Number 9, the Eagles dominating the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Number 8, Ohio State dominating Oregon on the way to their national championship. Number 7, Tyrese Halliburton in the championship run that never was. And number 6, Dodgers, Blue Jays, game 7. And really the entire World Series. Tomorrow, I'll give you 5 through 1. The 5 top sports moment stories of 2025. We will do that at either 9:15 or 9:30 tomorrow, so stay tuned. We will take a break, and I guess we'll get back on the Stephon Diggs story because the news breaking that he is being charged with felony strangulation, and there's one other charge, but we will get to that next and wrap up the show here, Dirt and Sprague, on the Fan Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Here on a Tuesday, Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor, Jason Swigard. We got one more day filling in for Dirt and Sprague. So yeah, this news broke with Stephon Diggs about 20, 25 minutes or ago. He is facing a felony charge of strangulation and a misdemeanor charge of assault from an alleged incident on December 2nd. Who this is with, we don't know, but this was a quote from Diggs's lawyer. He said that there would be, quote, substantial risk of widespread publicity, end quote, that could taint the case without keeping all details sealed. I don't think he would say that if it like wasn't Cardi B, who is like very well known publicly. And, you know, but you said he's got two kids on the way with two other.
Jesus. Yeah. So,
dude, keep it in your pants.
I mean, it's difficult, I suppose, when you got that much money. And when you're good looking and when you're famous, like, it's difficult to do that.
God, this comes after the pink cocaine incident last year on the boat with like three or four girls all around him, too. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Homie kicks it, you know?
He also chokes it, apparently, too.
And this is going to sound so terrible.
Oh, boy. This is Rashad Taylor speaking.
I really hope it was a guy that he choked.
Well, yeah.
I mean, like, I'm sitting here. I'm like, man, I hope you didn't put hands on this lady. Like, and put yourself in this position to be one of the Me Too guys in the NFL. Like, I'm sincerely, sincerely hoping.
Well, thank God that you didn't just pull a Stephen A. Smith there and be like, you know, Stephon Diggs, he might have choked someone, but let's make sure that these ladies aren't doing things to provoke those types of actions, okay?
Yeah,
and that they are not doing things that lead to them being choked, okay? So let's make sure, ladies, that we're doing that.
What did she do? You know, no, that's the whole Dave Chappelle thing. Like, no, but that's the one thing I thought of.
Just because I'm dressed this way.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's not Cardi. You know, I'm hoping it's not one of the ladies that he's fathered some kids with. I'm sincerely hoping this is a dude. From even hoping this is a DK Metcalf situation to where he can get a couple games, fine, whatever the case is. But if you put his hands on Cardi B, we all saw how this thing worked out with Tory Lanez, quote unquote, shooting Meg Thee Stallion, and he didn't even do it.
Yeah. So. Also, that's led me down the road of pulling up the clip, and I think I have the audio here. I'm going to fire it off because it's titled correctly, but. Years ago when he was on the Vikings and there was a Vikings player that was going around the locker room and he asked a few different players, Dalvin Cook, Adam Thielen, who they would least want to date their sister. Which player on the team would they least want to date their sister? And this is how those interviews went.
As for a guy that I would let date my sister, I'm going to say either Marcus Sherrills or Case Keenum. Why? Because they're both respectable men. And they're just all around great guys. And they get along with me. So, yeah, those people right there. Once again, just to clarify, not Diggs.
There is a longer clip out there, though, where, yeah, they ask Dalvin Cook, and he's like, he hears the question, and he's initially like, what the hell? And then immediately goes, Diggs. Adam Thielen says Diggs 100%. Everybody is like, yeah, I do not want him anywhere near my sister.
No, I wouldn't want him near your sister, near your girlfriend, near your baby's mom, near the girl that you just decided to bring to the game because you thought she was cute. Like, it's all fair game to those dudes.
Yeah, so, I mean, details will be coming out over the next few hours, the next few days about the Stephon Diggs facing a felony charge of strangulation and a misdemeanor charge of assault from an alleged incident on December 2nd. Big yikes, dog. Big yikes.
Yeah. I'm reading some stuff here. I'm just on Reddit and just reading, you know, Patriots fans, everything. People are all the conspiracy theories are out there. There's a chef that worked for him, a personal chef that he choked.
Choked out a chef?
That's what people are.
I told you no salmon.
Yeah. Told you I was allergic. Like, you know, it could be like, so we don't know anything now. So now we can play the fun game of what the hell happened.
Yeah. We'll find out. Again, I just thought that line from the lawyer was interesting about, you know, substantial risk of widespread publicity. Maybe he just meant that because of it being Stephon Diggs and him being a public figure and, you know, NFL athlete. Or if it was, if it gets out that this was Cardi B, then, yeah, it's going to be, all hell's going to break loose, essentially.
And it's crazy. This happened December 2nd. It is December 30th.
She was just
30th.
At the game with him last week against the Jets. So,
he was looking for her after the game.
But, we've seen that before with, like the Ray Rice situation. He beat her up and then they got married. So that doesn't really show, like, if something happened between them that they wouldn't be together, I don't know if I know Rashad has seen the Diddy documentary.
I have.
What's her name that he was with forever?
Cassie?
Yeah. Like,
we all had a shot. We all had a shot with Cassie. Yeah. It sounds like after, if you're her husband, you're in court listening to all this stuff. It's like, oh my God. Yeah. We have to get divorced immediately.
We'll see what happens there. Tomorrow, Rashad and I, we will be back. It will be our final day filling in for Dirt and Sprague. Dirt will be here tomorrow. He will be doing the Orange Bowl preview show brought to you by Tullamore Dew, the original Irish whiskey. That will be from 1 to 4 o'clock here on The Fan. That will be Andy Dirt Johnson. That will be Anthony Newman. And that will be Jason Big Sook Sukanik. All three of them in studio, breaking down the Orange Bowl preview in the game. And that will lead right into the Cotton Bowl with Ohio State and Miami. You see, I finally got it right. It only took me 2-3 days to figure out which bowl game they were playing. But Cotton Bowl between Ohio State and Miami, that will be at 4:30 here on The Fan. And then New Year's Day, of course, we got the Oregon Ducks pregame. That will be an abbreviated pregame from 5 to 6 or 6?
6 to 7.
You did it again, Swag. 6 to 7. He just turned his mic off. he's so done with it.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, though, Swag.
Six to seven. And then 7 to 9 will be Ducks pregame show with Jerry and Jorgie and probably Dusty on there as well. And then that will go right into the Ducks in the Orange Bowl game against Texas Tech. And then the Dick Anna Dealership postgame scoreboard show, which will be at Grand Central Bowl, live from Grand Central Bowl. Jordan Schultz and myself will be out there for the Dick Anna Dealership postgame scoreboard show. But thank you all for rocking with us today. 2 out of 3. We're almost there, baby.
Almost, baby.
Rashad, thank you as always.
My man.
Jason Swigarden, thank you as always. And all the listeners out there, thank you, as always, for tuning in to this Sports Saturday edition of Dirt and Sprague. We will catch you one last time tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.